April 12, 1905, Sanitarium, California. April 12, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, I hear that plans are being laid for Elder Simpson to leave Southern California to labor elsewhere. If Elder Simpson feels it his duty to go, I have nothing to say against it. But I had hoped to see him extend his work from Los Angeles to Redlands and Riverside. The condition of Brother Simpson's health is such that great care must be exercised in regard to the location of his field of labor. He should have suitable help, that he may be relieved from the burden of speaking so frequently. Would it not be well if Elder Corliss and Elder Simpson could labor together? Redlands and Riverside have been presented to me as places that should be worked. These two places should not longer be neglected. I hope soon to see an earnest effort put forth in their behalf. Will you please consider the advisability of establishing a sanitarium in the vicinity of these towns, with treatment rooms in each place to act as feeders to the institution? We cannot afford to allow these places to go unwarned. Instead of Elder Simpson's going somewhere else to work, would it not be better to let a determined effort be put forth to make a success of the work in these places? There are other cities in Southern California in which a work similar to that carried on by Elder Simpson in Los Angeles should be conducted. The Lord would have his ministers working zealously for those who have never heard the truth. But Elder Simpson should have someone connected with him to help him in the work. Our people in the churches of Southern California need to arouse to do a work that is necessary within their own borders. Let them awake to prayer and labor. They need more spiritual vitality. They need to be converted that they may labor for souls. Wherever there is spiritual life, there will be an imparting as well as a receiving of light and blessing. The nourishment from God's word will be received, and earnest work will be done. The act of imparting keeps open the channel for receiving. This truth our Savior ever sought to keep before the people. I have a message to bear to the church members in Southern California. Arouse and avail yourselves of the opportunities open to you. While Christ pleads in your behalf, plead for yourselves, that you may be purified from every unrighteous thought, every unholy action. Make an entire surrender to God of body, soul, and spirit. Be determined to do all in your power to learn the true science of soul saving. While the light of God's mercy still shines, gather up every divine ray. Are you prepared to sell all that you may purchase the field that contains the treasure? Said the Apostle Paul, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may win Christ and be found in him. Give up the self-righteousness that you have been cherishing. If the Lord permits you to behold such work as has been done in Los Angeles, seek with all humility to act your part. Not in your own strength, but in the strength of Christ, you are to ascend the ladder heavenward, round by round. Make diligent, thorough work in humbling yourselves, that the old habits and practices and all evil speaking may be put away. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Die to self, live to God. Brother Burden, say to the church that the Lord will manifest himself to all who seek him with humble hearts. The end of all things is at hand. Let your eyes be fixed upon Christ. As the called and chosen of God, we must represent truth in its purity. Our lives are to be such that the world will take knowledge of us that we have been with Christ, and that truth may seem to them more desirable than error. If rightly conducted, our sanitariums may exert a refining, ennobling influence and lead many souls to Christ. The religious principles maintained in these institutions will demonstrate that there is relief for the soul, weary and sick with sin. Many are weak and sick because of disease of the soul. Let Christ be held up before them as the great healer who invites them to come to him and find rest. Tell them that the heart of Christ is drawn out in compassion and love for his blood-bought heritage. He will heal the troubled heart that looks to him in faith. To the poor, sin-sick soul, repeat the Savior's invitation. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. There is true joy in learning of Christ. Tell the suffering ones of a compassionate Savior. He is the only physician who can heal both body and soul. He has given him life for the world, that men should not perish, but have everlasting life. He looks with compassion upon those who regard their case as hopeless. While the soul is filled with fear and terror, the mind cannot see the tender compassion of Christ. Our sanitariums are to be an agency for bringing peace and rest to the troubled minds. If you can inspire the despondent with hopeful, saving faith, contentment and cheerfulness will take the place of discouragement and unrest. Wonderful changes can then be wrought in their physical condition. Christ will restore both body and soul, and, realizing his compassion and love, they will rest in him. He is the bright and morning star, shining amid the moral darkness of this sinful, corrupt world. He is the light of the world, and all who give their hearts to him will find peace, rest, and joy. The world is filled with sickness. Sin is increasing, especially in the large cities. Death is taking away large numbers. But the great medical missionary invites men to come to him. Come unto me, he says, and I will give you rest. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Our part is, by believing his word, to find rest in Christ Jesus. His words are spirit and life. In believing them, there is rest and peace. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Our prayers will reach the ear of Christ, and he will open unto us the rich treasures of his grace. Through prayer, we are brought into communion with the High and Holy One who inhabiteth eternity. He opens the door to every one who will knock. As I think of how the skillful physician longs to heal every sin-sick soul, I feel so anxious that those who are drawn to our sanitariums may there find what they need for the cure of their physical and spiritual maladies. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. This invitation will be accepted by those who are burdened for souls. They will become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. The law of God is to be obeyed. Obedience is the life of the soul. It brings health and peace and assurance. Seek the Lord in every necessity, and know that you have a friend in Jesus, one who loves you with an everlasting love. He will be as an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. When men and women come just as they are, he cleanses them from their sins, and they become his sons and daughters.